You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I'm calling back to Santa, also known as Bruce, my mate from Maryland. Bruce, how are you?
Oh, I'm busy. I am traveling around the world making sure all the boys and girls are being nice and not naughty. Yes, I'm in my workshop, in my outfit, and I thought I'd take a few moments to maybe have a chat with my friend Simon.
Well, thank you. He's probably speaking in the third person on the naughty list, but I can imagine it's an exceptionally busy time of, yeah, I mean, actually, how did you get, I'm still not 100% sure, how is it that you ended up being Santa?
It's a wonderful, long and storied history, and I'll give you the cliff notes. Well, I was a bishop in a little town called Myra, Turkey. I am 1,752 years old this year. I was a very important bishop. Some of you may know something about the Nicene Creed. Well, I was at the Council of Nicaea in 325, and from Myra, Turkey, and people loved what I did, and I was big in judicial things and justice, and there was a wonderful story about three little girls. But anyway, the tradition continued up into Germany. I became Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, that's just a nickname, but St. Nicholas became Sinterklaas and then ended up across the ocean. They bring their traditions with them, and they cross the oceans. I understand that they cross the oceans all the way to New Zealand. Mr. Samuel Marsden, some of you may know about him in the the Ohi Bay? O-I-H-I Bay?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah,
but he brought...
Get your Maori pronunciation.
Well, he brought me to you guys. So that is what I've been doing, Simon. And I just wanted to take time out to say hello to you and let you know what's going on in America.
Yeah, what's the mood like there at the moment? The election's all done, of course. The dust is settling.
Oh, people are being very nice these days. No more naughtiness. It's amazing. It seems that America has taken a turn for common sense. The rhetoric is quiet. I don't hear any protests. There's nobody closing any highways. Trump is building his administration with no mistakes. Now this time he's done it. So, and it's just peaceful. And I think that we just kind of wait for the other shoe to drop. But we are in the Christmas season in America.
Well, it must be a huge relief because, of course, you know, there's been big, big tensions between the left and right, Democrats, Republicans. So is there sort of a sense of...
Oh, the chasm is as wide as the Grand Canyon.
So still there, but just people aren't as intense about it at the moment.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not. They're being a little more quiet, and I think it's the left, now that they've realized the mandate that Trump has got. He's got the Senate. He's got the House. He's got his own administration. They have thrown everything they can possibly do. I mean, 91 indictments, 2 impeachments. They shot him twice. You know, that one guy took a shot at him. He's this over and over. I mean, the guy is Mr. Teflon, and the Democrats are just saying. Or the left, I should say, are just going to say, let's see what happens.
Well, speaking of what's happening, moving from things political, you've had some criminal-based dramas, a shooting of a health CEO, and then is it Daniel Penny, a Marine who,
yes.
A homeless, trans, you'll know it better than I do.
It is wall-to-wall here. We've had two major crimes that have happened. One was possibly, you might have heard about the New York subway incident. There was a guy named Daniel Penny who was high on drugs, Michael Jackson impersonator, homeless, wacked, just absolutely out of his mind. And he was threatening people on a subway train. And, you know, when you're on a train in New York, there's no place to go. So if you've got a wild man, you just stuck with him. And so Daniel Penney had to work with him, jumped in to save the lives of those who were threatened. They took him to trial. It's a big show trial, and it became a race issue, which was so not the case. And then we bookmarked that with an absolute gang style assassination on the streets of New York City of Brian Thompson, who is the CEO of United Healthcare, one of the largest healthcare organizations in the country or in the world, perhaps, shot him dead. It was a nationwide manhunt, and they found him yesterday eating an apple pie at McDonald's.
What do we know about this guy? Because I can't say his name properly, but it's like Luigi Mangione. What do we know about him?
His name is Luigi Mangione, and it is bizarre. I mean, we've had some huge court cases and shootings. I mean, even, what's his name, Michael Crooks, who took a shot at the president, took a piece of his ear off. We don't know anything about him or, you know, the Las Vegas shooter. But in the past 12 hours, we have found that Luigi Mangione is a 26-year-old super brain, went to Penn State, super smart. His family is totally respected. We know so much about him and yet so little about everybody else. It's amazing. He's actually from my state. He's from Maryland, a little town called Towson. A very powerful family, lovely, wonderful, and he just went off the rails. So between the two, we have a race riot, and then there are those on the left that say that this Luigi Mangione was justified in shooting this head of the insurance because of all the terrible things he's done and his greed. Oh, please.
Well, I'm pleased you mentioned that. We should stick to, well, let's stick on that CEO shooting, because I've been shocked and horrified at one level, although not surprised at another. And as you say, particularly on the left, people justify an assassination. It's just classic revolutionary behavior. Oh, we believe we're right, and therefore shooting people, assassinating people is perfectly acceptable. And you go, how on earth can people think that? It's just terrible. No matter what the healthcare system is like in America, the man was assassinated.
Evil exists. And this guy, he had the world, he had everything. He's got the money, the degrees, the intelligence, he's a charming looking guy. And yet, somehow he was radicalized to the point where he had some sort of a surfing injury in Hawaii. And he got angry with the insurance companies and came looking. I mean, anybody can go nuts at any time, but to justify that behavior is sick. It's wrong. It's bizarre.
I see it as a warning, not just obviously in America, but to the wider Western world, that actually, again, those on the far left or progressive. So I remember saying actually Bruce to an MP years ago that they were just half a step away from taking, you know, people like myself and others round the back and having us shot. They were so full of their, I don't know, zeal and their beliefs that actually removing a few people is perfectly fine. And again, here's the example now.
I could just see, you know, like one of our tanks going into war with a bumper sticker that says, "Hate has no home here."
Yeah, that's right. Well, speaking of that too, Daniel, is it Penny? I mean, we had a headline here in New Zealand. It said, "Man acquitted after killing homeless man in moment of white vigilantism." New Zealanders are up in arms about this headline because it's so absurd.
Couldn't be further from the truth. It had nothing to do with race. He was probably the only white guy on that particular train. And he was a young and up-and-coming architect. He saw that this maniac was threatening people's lives, physically saying, I'm going to kill people. And he... Goodness. So Daniel Penny, a former Marine, took him down and held him to keep him from causing harm to himself or any others. But the hold that he had may or may not have been. But Penny was, what was his name?
Jordan Neely.
Jordan Neely was so pumped full of drugs, like Floyd. George Floyd, several years ago, so pumped full of drugs and all sorts of weirdness that it didn't take much. And when the paramedics arrived, he was fine. He was not fine, but certainly breathing. So this whole case was, it should never have been brought. It was just, it's the DA in New York who wants to make a racial issue. And some are saying you should get the Congressional Medal of Honor for being a superhero.
You could imagine had Neely actually gone about and fulfilled what he was threatening, and this guy, Daniel, and others did nothing, then they'd be pilloried. So you just can't win either way once you get into this sort of race theory. Hey, with the last couple of minutes, you got to tell us about, you were telling me before we came on air about your, is it federal employees and how many work from home and how many don't?
Since COVID had a lot of issues things that were changed, and they have surveyed now that they've started that Elon Musk Ravaswamy with their Doge thing, they have discovered, well, not discovered, but 6%, only 6% of United States government workers actually go to work. It was 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. Just nuts. They're all working from home. And if you took out the security guards and the maintenance, it's down to like 2% that actually show up. So that leaves whole buildings in Washington, D.C. totally empty, costing the government about $1.5 billion in just rent. 30% of the government... 30% of the U.S. government don't show up at all. It's all telework. And so January 20th, they're going to say everybody back to work. And there's going to be a lot of screaming and yelling because they've gotten used to being. But I can't. It's 6%? Really?
Well, as you say, when you remove the security guards and janitors, 2%. I mean, extraordinary. Extraordinary.
What a way.
My friend, we better wrap it up there. I am so grateful, first and foremost, for all your time throughout the year. You've been a marvelous part of the show, and obviously we'll be calling you back next year in 2025, but we'll take a bit of a break. But thank you, Bruce, for being part of the show.
Oh, I'm just overjoyed to do it, Simon. You're a dear friend, and I wish you and everybody in the Antipodean area of New Zealand a very, very Merry Christmas and a wonderful Happy New Year. And again, if you guys have questions, anything about the American stuff, let me know. We'll talk about it.
Which is a marvelous way to do it. Merry Christmas, my friend, to you, of course, and your lovely
Merry
wife.
Christmas
and being Santa, we'll see you sort of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas. I'll see you all with your eyes closed.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.